Hello and welcome everyone to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach kindergarten through fifth grade in Fort Myers, Florida, PE. And today we actually had our first field day. We had kindergarten and first grade tomorrow, weather permitting, not sure. We have second and third, and then fourth and fifth on Friday, right before Christmas break. So I'll talk about that in a later episode. But today I want to talk about our Five Boomer Friday. So actually, when you're hearing this, we have already finished our field days. But today is Wednesday, and you're hearing this on Friday. So these are the top five books that have influenced my PE career. So here we go. All right, so number one. Oh, I gotta do Boomer. It's Five Boomer Friday. Whoops, what am I doing here? Craziness. So I gotta give you a Boomer, ready? All right, so my first Boomer is, I gotta go with the one that first got me on my PE kind of journey. Jared Robinson, gotta give him a shout out. I know I do a lot, but it's the truth. He's influenced my career a lot. And his book, It's Now Possible, it's more of an outdated book. I think he would actually admit that too. I think he actually did tell me that. It's not outdated as far as it doesn't matter. It's just a lot of the apps and things in there are just, they're older apps and things like that. So it would have to be updated. But he is the reason why I give him a lot of credit for where I'm at today, because I found his book kind of by accident. I didn't know who Jared Robinson was. I didn't know the PE Geek. I didn't know any of that stuff. I was just looking for a new book, a PE type book, and I saw it online and I purchased it and started reading it. I'm like, wow, I didn't know you could do this in PE. I had no idea that you can use apps and iPads. And this is a good, 6 years ago, I started getting into social media a lot more, I guess. And I know it sounds ridiculous now, but I didn't know you could do any of this stuff. I didn't even know anything about heart rate monitors and pedometers. I mean, I had worn them myself, but I didn't know that, hey, I could write a grant and get them myself and use all these apps and these programs and hey, what's, I didn't know what QR codes were and all that stuff. So after I found him and his book, I found him on social media, and then I started that, the ball kept rolling. And so that is why I give him a lot of credit, and that is definitely number one. That is my first Boomer. So here we go for number two. All right, so my number two would have to be, it's a pretty famous as far as PE book. It is called Spark by Dr. John Rady, and that definitely opened my eyes and many other people to the brain and exercise and what happens when you exercise. They had a what do you call it, a zero-hour club or something like that, or something where it was before school, and they would run, and they'd have pedometers and eventually heart rate monitors, and they showed that after running and kind of strenuous physical cardio, definitely exercise, that their testing went up. The students, after they take a test right after that, testing went up, and then near the end of the book, or middle to the end, it gets a little sciencey, so it's a little bit harder to read, but it's very important. It's an important breakthrough in PE, basically, that book. So the name of it is Spark. Check it out. All right, number three, I'm going to put two books in there, both by Austin Kleon with a K. The first one is called Steal Like an Artist, and the second one is Show Your Work. And I've talked about them before on the podcast, but I think it's worth going through it again. Steal Like an Artist is a book I bought on my iPad it sounded like a cool thing, right? Steal Like an Artist. And what it means is it's okay to take different ideas from different people as long as you give them credit and, you know, just keep taking ideas, and make them your own, and don't plagiarize. Because what they said is, like, if you take just from one person, like if I just took everything, all ideas from Jared Robinson, then I'm plagiarizing. But if I take some ideas from him, some from Kevin Tiller, some from Joey Fife, some from Nathan Horn, and then I make them my own, well, then all of a sudden I'm a genius, or close to it. So that is Steal Like an Artist. Show Your Work gave me the I don't know, the confidence to start posting things online and understanding that, yeah, there's going to be some negative stuff and negative feedback and all that stuff. But it's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to connect. And in the PE world, we need this. We are islands for the most part by ourselves. So the best way to connect is online. So I just gave you the basic plots of both the books, but I think they're worth checking out because there's some really good ideas in there. So Steal Like an Artist and Show Your Work. That is number three. All right, number four. I call them the talent books. I got four of them for you. I was really big into these books a couple years ago, and I think they're really good. And it made me think about just talent versus hard work. And basically all four of these have debunked that myth that you're just born a basketball player, you're born a runner, and or any sport or whatever. Now, I'll admit, I think, in my opinion, no matter how many voice lessons if I took voice lessons the rest of my life, I would not be able to sing like, I guess I grew up with you too, so like Bono. That might not be the best example. But, you know, I think you are born with certain traits. That's, again, my opinion. But for the most part, let's say like math. I mean, I don't think people are bad at math and good at math. I think, yes, some things come easier to other people. Like math came pretty easy to me, but, you know, I did have to study and I did have to put in the work. And it's not all about like, well, I wasn't born a math person, so that's just how it is. No, if you work hard, you can do well at math. If you if you practice deliberately, that's what they talk about a lot in these books, and you put in your 10,000 hours, which they also talk about a lot, you can be good, if not great, at something. And so, I didn't mention the books yet. The first one is Talent is Overrated by Jeff Colvin, The Talent Code by Daniel Coyle, Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, and Bounce by Matthew Syed. Bounce was the one that was referred to me by somebody online, or I saw it online. I'm like, wow, that sounds like a book. It sounds like one of my talent books. So I had to check that one out. And they're all four really good books, and they have different stories and they have different things in them. But for the most part, it proves that, yeah, you can get lucky a little bit with when you're born and your situation around you. And yes, there's luck involved, but there's a whole lot of hard work and a lot of things we don't see behind the scenes. Like, we didn't see Michael Jordan when he was a kid, or after he got kicked off famously the junior basketball team. We didn't see all the hard work that was put into that. We just saw the phenomenal athlete afterwards. You know, we didn't see, I mean, we did, I guess, a little bit. Tiger Woods, when he was 3 years old, I guess he was on the one of those shows, the Tonight Show, or one of those shows with the famous shows like Johnny Carson or something. But we didn't see those hours and hours and hours of hard work. You know, they talk about these figure skaters that have fallen 20,000 times. Gold medalists, fallen 20,000 times. Can you imagine it hitting the ice 20,000 times and winning a gold medal eventually? I mean, that's just crazy. So that is number four. Those are my talent books. Number four. I have a few other books, but I will give some honorable mentions in just a moment. So number five, I had to pick Game Changer. It is about Phil Lawler and Paul Zentarski, and the new PE, and that had to do with Naperville, Naperville, Iowa. And sorry, did I say Iowa? Naperville, Illinois. And how they basically changed the game. I mean, they changed what PE used to be into what it has pretty much become. Not everybody's adopted it, but, you know, it's less dodgeball, less old school stuff, and more, you know, individual pursuits and I don't say iPads, but pedometers, heart rate monitors, more things. You know, that's how you gauge if kids are involved and working hard. And now I'll give you a couple honorable mentions. Here we go. All right, let me just list a couple things. I would definitely say Teaching Games for Understanding by Linda Griffin and Joy Butler. That is a book about just teaching games in a different way and more game-based approach to learning and teaching. And that is something I strive to do. I love that, just that way of teaching. So TGFU or anything involved with TGFU is definitely a good thing. I say anything by Robin Sharma. He is my all-time favorite, and he just put out a new book called The 5 a.m. Club. So anything by him is very inspirational, I'd say. Also, Tim Ferriss, who has a podcast that I listen to, and he interviews many famous people and not so famous people, but in the just all sorts of fields. So he put out two recent books called Tribe of Mentors and Tools of Titans. Yeah. And just gives lots of little tips and hints and hacks and things. And I think anything by him is just go for it. It's great stuff. And I can go on. There's many more, but those are my honorable mentions. And that is your five Boomer Friday. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Take care. Have a great weekend. And here is a new beat for you.